Finally, Forever, by Charlotte McEwen, based on a true story. When Melissa first came to her new foster family, she was scared. Now she was just happy. As a child of God, I've learned this truth: a family is forever. Children's Songbook, page 95. Melissa looked out the car window, hoping she would be the first one to spot the tall white temple spire. I love to see the temple. I'm going there today, she sang. Finally, it was the day she had been waiting for.
Do you remember how you felt when you became part of our family a year ago?
Dad asked. Melissa thought for a minute. I was a little bit scared, she said. I had already lived with another foster family, and it's hard to make changes. We were nervous, too, Mom said. We knew it was the right thing to become your new foster family, but we weren't sure how things would turn out.
You fit right in, though. Deciding to adopt you was easy.
We're so grateful that Heavenly Father has blessed us to have you in our family, Mom said. Today, you will be sealed to us for eternity. Melissa was excited and also a little nervous. She didn't understand everything about the temple, but she knew that the temple was the house of God, and she was happy to become part of a forever family. Sometimes she wondered why she wasn't just born into this family in the first place. There's the temple, Melissa and her three brothers called out as the car rounded the corner. In front of them, the statue of Angel Moroni rose up through the trees against the bright blue sky. Inside the temple, Melissa and her brothers put on white clothes. Melissa loved her pretty white dress with lace on the front. Then one of the ladies who worked in the temple took them to a room that was just for children. They quietly played a game while they waited. Then it was time for the sealing. Melissa and her brothers walked with a temple worker through the halls of the temple. Finally, they came to a beautiful room. Melissa gazed at the crystal chandelier in the center of the room and the large mirrors facing each other on two of the walls. Then Melissa saw her mom and dad waiting for them. Mom's eyes were sparkling, and Dad's grin spread across his face. You look like an angel, Mom whispered to Melissa. So do you, Melissa whispered back. She felt reverence, sacredness, and love. Melissa was invited to kneel at the altar with Mom and Dad. She was then sealed to her parents as part of an eternal family through the power of the priesthood. They could now be together forever and ever. Melissa couldn't stop smiling. She was filled with so much joy that she thought she might burst. Melissa hugged her family tight as they all stood in front of the two mirrors. They could see themselves reflected over and over as far as they could see. She thought about how she and her family would be together, now and for eternity. She felt love wrapped around her like a warm blanket. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Melissa whispered.
Sidebar: the happiness of eternal life comes through family bonds, which continue forever. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency.
End of the story, Finally Forever, by Charlotte McEwen. Read by Susie Venable.